King Bhumibol was not just the longest reigning monarch in modern history, he was the longest reigning monarch to be born in the United States. Yes, here in Massachusetts, about a mile from the studio. Shultane Karuzhna has been chronicling the king's early life here. She calls herself Shol and works as a computer scientist in the Boston area. She learned about the king's birthplace when she came here to study in the 1980s, and it got her wondering.
Why was he born here? That interests me. So I start researching, and I found so many interesting stories about his family.
Shol is now president of the King of Thailand Birthplace Foundation. Over the years, Shol and her researchers have located 11 spots around Massachusetts that have a special place in Thai history, and they've marked them with plaques.
The first plaque in West Chop.
That's West Chop on Martha's Vineyard, where the Thai royal family vacationed in 1926.
The second one at the hospital.
That would be Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, where the baby who would become King Bhumibol was born the following year.
And then in Gloucester, and now we know.
Shol has been arranging for plaques to be placed wherever the royal family stayed.
We have 7 plaques all together right now.
The plaques tell the story of the late king's father, Prince Mahidon. The prince came to Massachusetts to study 100 years ago in 1916. He was the first Thai royal to attend university in the U.S. His mission was nothing short of bringing modern medicine back home to Thailand. When he and his wife returned to their country in 1928, he had a medical degree from Harvard, and she was a trained nurse, and they brought a wealth of knowledge that helped to modernize public health in Thailand. Shol takes pride in a plaque she placed on an apartment building at 63 Longwood Avenue. It's just down the street from Harvard Medical School and many of Boston's hospitals, and the family home where the future king spent the first 2 years of his life. Shol says Thai people from across the U.S. often come here. A young Thai man from Chicago brought his mother to visit the home and later told Shol about it.
His mother sat down on the ground and prayed and cried badly because she was so happy that once in her lifetime she get the chance to stand on the soil that the king of Thailand was born.
Shultane Karuzhna, like other Thais around the world, is now in mourning. She expects in the coming days many people will be stopping and looking at the plaques she's placed around Boston and learning about the first days of the late King Bhumibol.